For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everyone, welcome in to another episode of Believe in Florida Gators. I'm your host, Zach Goodall. Make sure to throw me a follow on Twitter at @Zach_Goodall, as well as my co-host, Demetrius Harvey. You can find him at Demetrius82. We've done a couple episodes now. We're really getting into things here at Believe in Florida Gators. Last week, we had Brandon Carroll on to preview the spring game, talk about Florida basketball. Our downloads for that were really incredible. We've been really pleased with everyone that's been tuning in and giving us a chance here. We're hoping that you guys are enjoying the content, and we've got a lot to bring to you today. Before we get that rolling, Demetrius, I'll let you introduce yourself once again. Say what's up to the people.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys sticking around with us for another episode. I hope you appreciated the content we gave out last week. Obviously, it was right before the spring game. So today we're going to get into the spring game, and then we have another surprise and just a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get into, which should be great. I appreciate everybody's feedback and everything that you've been saying. I think that, you know, we're still growing, but, you know, we'll get there eventually, and I hope you guys like it.
The show is certainly growing today. We're very excited to welcome in former Florida safety Major Wright. He's here to talk about some work he's been doing as of late. As well as Florida spring game. You know, we didn't really get a chance to recap it as we previewed the show last week. So now we'll be talking about Florida football with a former Florida football player. It's pretty perfect analysis. With that, Major, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, man. Thank y'all for having me.
So we'd like to get into the work you've been doing. As of late, you've gotten on to an initiative called Good Deed Tuesday. You're helping out in the community. I know that you've also done a lot of writing. You had a book. It was about a year ago that your first one came out, right?
Yeah.
It's that is Major Pain. It's a book that I would definitely recommend checking out. Major, if you'd like to go ahead and plug something from that book, as well as Good Deed Tuesday, the work you've been doing in the community, the floor is yours.
Okay, so Major Pain is about Major Pain, Confessions of a Smash Mouth Safety, is about obstacles I face on and off the football field, and how football came about in my life, how I got introduced, all the way until, you know, my last few days, which, you know, football ended up, you know, being over for me, and, you know, me going through hell trying to transition from football to figuring life out, you know. And then, you know, after all that, like, dealing with going 3 years without any income. And I had went flat broke, you know, went flat broke and just was going through hell. And one day, man, I seen a homeless guy just sitting on the curb. I mean, he's asleep on the ground, and I'm walking by, and I walk by, and I'm like, man, I haven't done anything good for anybody lately. So I was like, man, let me do something for him. So I woke him up. I'm like, yo, you want to go grab something to eat? And he was like, sure. I'm like, all right, let's pick a spot, man. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. You know, I want to understand why you're in this situation, because this can potentially be me laying on the ground. So I really wanted to know why. So we picked a nice spot, And we sitting down, we having us a good conversation, and he just opened up to me, just like, man, the reason why I'm in this situation is because I robbed the bank, right? And he did 10 years. And when he got out, he had nobody that he can lean on, nobody to count on, you know? So the people that was taking care of him had passed away, his grandfather and grandmother, and his brother was nowhere near to be found. So I'm like, whoa, what can I do right now to help you? He was like, man, right now I'm trying to get my ID. If I go get my ID, I'll be able to get a job. If I get a job, I'll be able to provide for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, like, bro, that's all you need, bro. Like, just an ID. All right, look, I'm going to go get some of this money that I got, the little bit of money that I do got, and I'm going to give it to you. And I hope you do right by this money. So I gave it to him. And once I left, man, it felt like God had just rebirthed me right then. Just like, I felt like God lifted a weight off me. And I started walking fast. I felt like I had powers. Like, I felt really good. Every Tuesday, I wanted to go out, and I just really wanted to get that same feeling. So I started doing it. And next thing you know, like, good things started happening in my life. Look, I wrote my first book, you know, started my own publishing company, you know, started my foundation, you know, started all of this stuff, all because I started running into the right people, because I kept putting out good energy. You know, everybody wants to be around somebody with good energy. I don't care what type of person you are. Everybody want to be involved with somebody that's putting out good energy, you know? So I started being that person and just started putting out energy, putting out good energy, putting out good energy, and started aligning myself with different people, different groups, started hanging around people who's business owners, these big time business owners, you know, who own these big time companies, you know? So it started shifting my mind. It started shifting my thought process. And now it's like, wow, if they can do it, Major, why can't you do it?
No doubt. That's inspiring, especially the story. I didn't realize about, you know, how this domino effect got rolling. And I think that something that's really important for people to realize in this day and age too, especially with social media, athletes are put on this pedestal, right? And no one really thinks about, you know, where some of their money might come and go, how quickly it can just stop coming in, the situations that players like yourself find them in. So I personally am really glad that you're, you know, shining a light on what those issues are and still not making it about you. It still ends up being about the people that you can help from the position that you're in. But at the end of the day, people will realize, at least I'd hope, that, you know, players are people too. This is something that they struggle with. And I'm really happy to see that you're doing this.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. And it hasn't, you know, things don't always be easy, but man, me staying with a positive mindset, like, if the worst thing happened to me, and I know that I'm going to look on the brighter side of it, man, and just look at the positive outcome, because me putting negative energy towards it just drives me deeper into something bad happening, you know? So, man, I'm always shifting my mind to, like, how can I do better? How can this become better? What can I do? You know?
Absolutely. And Major, just like Zach said, you know, just going out there and being a positive impact, it's really inspiring. And I guess that's where you draw your inspiration from. And just, can you talk about, you know, the process, I guess, of writing these two books, and, or, you know, one's a comic book, obviously, and just what do you expect, or what do you hope that people will get out of this, especially the new one? I know that that's sort of going towards the children and things of that nature right now.
So like, for me, like, now writing is kind of like therapy, you know. It feels really good to know I could put something out and people, you know, would receive something from it, you know. And what I want people to really get from my Good Deed Tuesday comic book is to learn, like, how it feels to be in different shoes, and how to be that person that gives out good energy, that continues to do good for others. you know, because things like you do for others, but things start happening for you as well, you know?
Right.
It's mm-hmm. like in this comic book, I just want people to understand, like, listen, you ain't got to be a superhero. Well, everybody could be a superhero, right? Mm-hmm. And you can activate your powers by basically doing good deeds. You know, it don't take much. You can activate your powers by basically doing for others and watch. And time will tell, things will start just happening in your life out of the blue. You like, wow, whoa, God, no, you know. So that's what I want people to get. And we're going to, like, with my, because this is not, we're not just doing a comic book, right?
Sure.
We're doing a whole teacher's guide. To where now this is implemented into schools, right? So do y'all remember DARE?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, of course.
So GDT will be similar to DARE, but more impactful, because now we're going to break down how you treat people. Mm-hmm. We're gonna break it all down, peel all the layers down, and break down why it's important for you to treat people good. Has anybody ever taught y'all how to treat people?
I can credit my mom a lot for it.
I was about to say, I would like to think that my parents have had an impact in that, at least.
Because I know me growing up, like, they always told me, treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
Do y'all hear that?
Absolutely.
Right. So what does that even mean?
You treat people with respect and kindness and hope that, you know, they'll reciprocate, or, you know,
but how,
or if
you,
they don't, then that's fine.
How everybody want to be treated with kindness, with love.
That's
with,
fair.
You know? Yeah. So mm-hmm. say that is just like, what does that even really mean? Because sure. that can be on any side, you know? Like, mm-hmm. so we really break down how you treat people, how you're supposed to treat people. Like, mm-hmm. we break it down and we create games so to get kids to really tune in, buy in to being a great classmate, you know, that being a great student, that, you know.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. Where can people find more information about this, as well as, I believe you guys are accepting donations too?
Yeah, so y'all can go to gooddeedtuesday.com, and if you want to sponsor a class, you can sponsor a class. If you want to donate, you know, I do have a 501c3, and you guys can donate. And just continue to, you know, give to this amazing cause of us continue to spread the word on giving back.
No doubt. Awesome. Yeah, make sure to go and check that out at gooddeedtuesday.com. Major, I would love to keep you around to talk some spring football as well. I know you were at the spring game for Florida. There's a new energy. We talk about good energy. Florida is trying to create some good energy right now with the culture change, with Billy Napier now in charge at head coach after some turbulence following the SEC championship run in 2020 in the changing of coaching staffs that has come ever since. So before we talk any X's and O's, any positive takeaways from the game or positions of need and whatnot, from your experience now being in the swamp with the new staff, you know, meeting new coaches, seeing how players are reacting, what is the energy like around Florida football right now?
It's amazing. It's very high. We have very high frequency right now. And I love Billy, his energy that he brings. And I met him for the first time last Wednesday. And, man, he gave me some really good energy, you know. And that's what you look for in a coach, because that's a trickle down to the team. It's a trickle down to the coaches. You know, what type of energy does this person bring? Is it high? Is it low? Is it mid? Is it just okay? Is this going to aggravate the fans? Is it going, like, you know what I'm saying? But he has the right energy. He's coming in with the right set of mind. He's coming in with the right mind. And he's attacking all the things that we need. And, you know, coaches is one. Him going after making sure he's getting the right coaching staff in there. That's very important to winning a championship, you know, to building this thing, to building this foundation. It's very important to be able to have this foundation starting off with what we're bringing in as the coaches.
I know that you were around a very successful Florida football program, obviously. I mean, you contributed to some of the biggest successes in program history. But we've seen college football change, right? We've seen recruiting especially change in the arm race there. Players, rightfully so, with NIL these days are looking to make a brand for themselves, and they're also looking for comfort. You know, players, once this culture change began, one of the first things that stood out to them is, hey, we don't want these parking tickets anymore. We want to be able to park right near the stadium. You know, we're looking for higher quality food than maybe reheated food from a cafe down the street. And Napier's put an emphasis on that. You know, with this new facility, they're going to have, I think, a head chef and 12 sous chefs underneath him. You know, he's making these little things they're taking care of. From your experience in a winning football program, how do the little things like what Napier's done right here at the start go a big way in ensuring that people are buying into the culture, you know, how it's positively impacting their lives, I guess I should say.
It's valuable. It's important. It's all a part about getting the kids to buy in, you know. Like if you're coming in and you fixing these little things that we've been nagging, that we've been complaining about, like obviously, you know, that's a part of getting me to buy into this coach. You know, because in any relationship, is anything is always, you know, it's a give, you know, how we can feed each other. You know, right now he's doing the small things right now to build a bigger foundation for later, you know, getting the kids to buy in to the program and understanding that the kids need this type of food because this is what they like at the end of the day, mm-hmm. what we like. So if we want to win, let's get the things that we like in so we can get things going, you know. And that's important, valuable to us as athletes.
And sort of, you know, aside from that, obviously those little things are incredibly valuable to athletes, but it's the on the field work that's going to be what, you know, you actually make your money on eventually, or, you know, how you can actually get better as a football player in general. Now, going to the spring game, you know, what did you sort of see out of that team and sort of how it was coached maybe, or just, you know, any sort of takeaways that you would have in terms of, you know, what you saw from them, positive, negative, or indifferent?
I think like for me, I don't really count spring game.
Sure.
Something I count for what we're looking forward to, like, because I think it's a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, after camp, that's when you really understand what type of team you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, okay, I can tell you, yeah, we got good energy on, you know, in our defensive front. You know, boom, it's good. All right. But now let's really dive into it. You know, camp is what builds the team. Mm-hmm. You know, we need those hard practices where you see if the kid gonna end up quitting or what type of athlete that you have when adversity is really handed to you. You know, like, so I don't buy into springness. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I'm excited. Sure. We got a new coaching staff. You know what I'm saying? So this is very exciting for me to see how they respond to what's going on right now. But for me personally, I have to see after camp to see where these dogs at, what position, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people that really arise to the occasion that y'all don't even know much about right now. Because camp, they provided them an opportunity to step in, and now they've really taken advantage of the opportunity. So right now, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so many components to it. I don't really look at it and don't really dissect it right now. But it was good to be out there and understand that the energy that Navy is bringing right now is amazing.
And then just, you know, now that you've sort of seen it, I guess. I mean, obviously we don't have to get into like specifics or anything like that, but just what are your just overall takeaways of a guy like Anthony Richardson? I mean, obviously last year he comes in a couple games, has a standout performance against LSU. You know, he went a little bit down to earth against Georgia, you know, put into a bad situation, but you know, the guy's obviously an athlete. So what have you sort of seen from him, and you know, how much further do you think he has to grow?
I love him. I love him as our quarterback. He has all the components of a first rounder, you know? So, we just have to get behind him. Excuse me. We just got to get behind him and let him know we're here for him, you know, believe in him. I think sometimes we as fans, and I'm talking from the fan side now, like, we get so impatient. Let's go. We need it now. We got to win now, you know. So it takes so much more for this player to develop, man. Like, he has it. Like, I believe in him, you know. I think he's going to be, you know, for sure, a top 10 pick. I think this is going to be his year. He really – show everybody that, hey, this is what I got. This is what I'm doing. It's my team, you know. But, you know, we got to give him a chance too. You know, last year, you know, all that going on, that two quarterback, that's tough. Mm-hmm. It's a quarterback, you know. So let's just give him a chance and let's get behind him and let him know we with him.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, like you said, we all know just how talented this guy is. Demetrius, you pointed to some of the games last year. You know, mm-hmm. A quarterback that's 240 pounds running 21 miles an hour, you know he's got something. Some of the throws he made against USF, against LSU, that rope to Copeland in the back of the end zone, those are things that you can't teach. And in the spring game, we saw him have a really productive day. But again, to your point, Major, it is more – than just the talent they put on the field. They're going to have to go through those off-season development phases that are really going to bring out the dog in them. But for Anthony, and I think this is a major point that Billy Napier made, you know, this spring gave him an opportunity to show how far he's come and how much further he's got to go at him saying, this is my team. You know, I can run things here. I can be a leader. I can command respect from my teammates in addition to being extremely talented. And by all accounts, Richardson was able to show that he did take command. Players respected him. You know, they obviously complimented his skill set. I think Kingsley Egwukon, the center, called him a freak show, just because we know how talented he is. But it was the opportunity for him to come in, appear poised, take control, keep the offense in sync as players are still learning this install. You know, a new offense with new tendencies. From what I could tell, Richardson displayed that. The news that came out right after the spring game with his ticket, it seemed to be a step backwards, but at the same time, again, young guy making a mistake, obviously not doing something drastic. And when you go back and you look at what these players, what these coaches have said about him all spring, that really might just be a small blemish. Because again, the reviews from everyone that is around him every day, that's not, you know, obviously reporters weren't with him in that car, and this is all the only thing that they hear about right now. Anyone else you talk to at any point during spring was saying Anthony Richardson's got it. You know, he can be a leader for this team, and we respect him as such. What are your thoughts on that from being around him the other night, Major, the past couple days, last week around the spring game, the attitude, the leadership qualities that you picked up from him?
Man, I love him, man. And I don't, like, I know him personally. So mm-hmm. not just what everybody feel and say. Like, I know him personally. I know his mom, you know his family. Like, I know him since he's been in Gainesville. You know, right. I haven't grown up, you know, I haven't mentored him growing up. But
sure,
since he's been in Gainesville, like, you know, I've been in contact with him. And, man, he's an amazing kid, man. He has the leader skills, you know. And sometimes it takes a little longer for people to really understand that you got it. You know, it's okay. Go out now, show what you got. So now it's his turn. Now I feel like now he has a little more oomph about him. He's aware of it. So now he's going to be more intentional of being more of a leader. You know, like, you got to be intentional about being a leader. So now he's being more vocal. He's doing those things that people say, well, he ain't this, he ain't that, but he's doing it now. So, you know, and two, to comment on, like, the ticket, like, like, he's human. We all human. We always, we be so focused on what everybody else doing. You know what I'm saying? When we ain't even all the way aligned, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So people focus on the wrong thing, but, like, he's is a ticket, right? Ticket. I've got tickets in my, I got plenty tickets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done that. Like, that's a part of being a human.
Yeah.
So why make a big deal about something that's not a big deal?
Absolutely. I think, you know, at least from when I, you know, saw the ticket news and all those things, I mean, it just seemed like everyone was sort of, you know, putting it out there on a pedestal, like, oh, here it is, as if, you know, we haven't sped a couple times or done this or done that. It's not a huge deal, and it never seemed like it was to me. We didn't personally ride on it, but, you know, just in general, it seemed like a sort of sidetrack on what the overall point of Anthony Richardson is. Like, he's not a speeding ticket. A speeding ticket isn't that serious of a deal, to me at least. But his leadership qualities, everything that you mentioned, is what we've learned about him and sort of how he's able to take this team to the next level. Obviously, it's an incredibly young team. On defense especially, they're incredibly young. They have a lot of guys that are coming in, going to have to do different things. At cornerback, Jason Marshall Jr. is supposed to be, you know, the next big thing at defensive back, and then Rashad Torrance in the back end. Just from a defensive perspective, obviously, you played safety. You're able to know it in the ins and outs of that position. How difficult is it for a young guy to come in and sort of command that, you know, leadership role on defense, and also just learning the ins and outs of defense so easily in the secondary?
I mean, for a young guy to come in and and do that, like, that's tough, like, to be like that vocal, but it can be done. And that comes with time of play, because you could talk a lot, say a lot, but, you know, what you got to back it up, you know. So it could happen, you know, but just to come in right out the gate, you know, and already like that's hard, because you already got guys who's already been there, who you know, been out there and went to war, you know what I'm saying, for this team. And the person who hasn't been to war for the team, you don't have much say, because you don't know what it feels like to be out there and fighting and battling, you know, going back and forth, taking blows, giving them back, you know. You don't have them stripes under your belt like that. But I think after a few games, you show the impact that you do have to the game, then you get more respect. You know, you get more respect once you start, your play starts speaking. You ain't got to say much, but y'all know what's up. I'm out here and I'm wrecking shop, you know.
I think we're talking to the rare role model in that exact sense. I mean, freshman All-American, 7-game starter that year. I think you've come in and you've laid the foundation for how guys can do that at the University of Florida. And it, like you said earlier, too, you can't really put too much weight into a spring game performance. But I'll say, I mean, watching the secondary the other night, I think there's at least a lot of promise, young promise, too.
Yeah.
They were down their top two nickel corners, and an outside corner in Jordan Young, who's a rising redshirt freshman, comes in and balls out. Couple pass breakups, 6 tackles.
Yep.
He was nice.
You see how rising stars just start happening because opportunity presents themselves. Yep. You know? So now, this is what the coaches do now. This guy came in, and now he showed a side that, dang, we didn't know. We didn't see. So now, guess what? We're going to put him at on the depth chart. We're going to give him a fighting chance. We're going to give him a chance because he showed something. You know? So that's what, like, I'm trying to tell y'all, you have to really start, you know, let the water calm down. You know, once it calms down, then you'll see what's up.
No better time to do that than during a coaching transition as well. You know, there aren't necessarily I don't want to call them favorites, but maybe in the last regime, you know, they did tend to look at the upperclassmen as, hey, you've got experience, we need you. And now everyone's got a clean slate. So a guy like a Jordan Young gets that opportunity to now start fighting. A Tyreek Sapp, a D1 Black, who is universally loved by the entire fan base for the obstacles that he was able to overcome to make sure he got to where he wanted to be, the University of Florida. I think they're in a good position there, just based off of what we've been able to see, stories that players told during the spring, not just the game, but the practices themselves. They've got guys that are hungry, and you want to see that, no doubt, some hunger to prove yourselves during a transition.
You need it.
You need it.
Because that's where the hunger is, where the foundation is built at around the team, you know. And once the guys are hungry, we're going to all go out there. We're going to go eat.
Yeah, no doubt. Demetrius, any final notes from spring that you want to touch on?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily from spring, but I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this major. I mean, obviously the college football world and recruiting has been dynamically changed now because of NIL, all that kind of stuff. I mean, first of all, how much money do you think you would have got in NIL if it was available back then?
I'm loaded now. I think our team would have for sure been loaded.
It was stacked. It was stacked full of first-rounders, guys who got drafted in the league. Absolutely. I think there's no question.
Players on our team were like, we definitely would have been eating, especially after the national championship game. The price would have went up.
We were just talking about that before the call, that once you made that tackle against Oklahoma, like suddenly
instantly. You got to understand, like YouTube at the time, I was the first person to really go like really viral on YouTube. Mm-hmm. YouTube viral clip. You know what I'm saying? That's when you started like making this breakthrough. You know, just imagine me really monetizing that.
Right. How do you think that's going to change recruits? I mean, recruiting in general, just like what they're going to think about now and sort of how has it changed the game of football now that they can make money off their name, image, and likeness?
I honestly don't know, man. I love it because now you give these families an opportunity to be able to come up to the games and be able to afford, you know, having a place to stay when they do come up there, mm-hmm. getting a few extra tickets, you know what I'm saying? So I think it provides a lot of good things, but as you know, pros and cons to everything. So, you know, the bad can come out of it where it now these kids can get big headed and where now I'm making more than my coach. Coach, you can't tell me nothing. What you talking about? It can get to some points where it can be good and it can be bad. But I think, man, I just hope the best for these kids. And they really understand the business side of this, understanding that they're their own brand. So now what are you going to do for your brand? You know, how do you start really marketing this? How do I start really monetizing my brand? You know, how do I do this? What about these taxes? Who gonna help with this? What business person I can go have these conversations with that's in my class that's young, but they hungry and they want to know, hey man, I got an NIL deal, man, and you know, I'm gonna need some help. He can give me some business pointers. So now we become business partners. You know what I'm saying? So like it can be really good, but like kids really have to understand the value of it and know how to really go out there and use it for what it is.
I think that's the biggest talking point with any recruit. If I don't know why they'd come to me for advice, but if they did, or talking to, you know, coaches and people involved, you know, these taxes are no joke. These players are signing deals as independent contractors. They're getting their money up front and they're young and they're not getting put through classes in high school telling them, hey, as an independent contractor, you got to put aside, let's call it 15 to 20% to make sure you're covered when the time comes to pay up. And that money can go extremely quickly. It's mm-hmm. something that I know Florida is doing a big thing with it. They've set up a department in Gatormade to make sure kids understand what to do with this money once they get it.
Yeah, so Florida, we definitely have, you know, departments for that that helps kids get them the resources that they need to be able to get that type of stuff, you know, done with. Like, those are like resources we need, you know. And Billy coming in and doing this, like, that's big, you know, because now this is a component to where how we can get some of these players, you know, to the University of Florida because of the resources that we do provide, you know, on top of the great academic, on top of winning championships.
Shout out to Marcus Castro Walker, Florida's Director of Player Engagement and NIL. He was, we had him for an interview a few weeks ago just with the press, and he was very enlightening, very cut and dry. He will tell you how it is, how this game is changing forever based off of NIL. He's a go read up on him. Anyone listening to this, if you're curious about more, Major, I want to thank you again for joining us. We've come to the close of the show. Feel free one more time, let everyone know where they can find your, the work you're doing, as well as I want to throw it out there. Make sure to throw him a follow on Twitter at LilMade21. Correct. I got that right.
Yes, LilMade21 on all my social media platforms. So LilMade21 on Instagram, LilMade21 on Facebook, LilMade21 on Twitter, and LilMade21 on TikTok. Then y'all go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to Major Wright. And then you guys can get my Good Deed Tuesday book at gooddeedtuesday.com. Then y'all can get my Major Wright book from, my Major Pain book from majorwright.com.
Awesome. Make sure to go and do all of that. And while you're scouring the internet for stuff, make sure to also hit subscribe here at Believe in Florida Gators Football so you'll never miss an episode like this great one we put on deck today. Leave those ratings and reviews. Let us know if we're doing a good job. If we're not doing a good job, we're willing to hear it. Of course, just leave a 5-star, but you can say we suck under that. But let us know. We want to make sure this show is going in the direction that fans want it to go. So give us some feedback. Shoot me an email at zachgoodallpv@gmail.com if you prefer going the old-fashioned route. Or hit us up on Twitter, myself at @Zach_Goodall, Demetrius at Demetrius82, and let us know what you think. We'll catch up with you guys all next week, hoping to bring you a lot more great Gators content down the road. For now, we are Believe in Florida Gators, and we'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.